Luke 22 and, verse 31. Remember this? And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. And then let's move on over to verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, talking about Jesus, verse 42, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours, be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. So we were talking predominantly about following the example of God, who said, let there be light. Following the example of believing in our heart and speaking it with our mouth as New Testament believers with the Spirit of Christ inside of us. And again, that's faith lives on the inside of us, but we've got to use it for it to grow, just like a muscle. You got to use it to grow, right? And that our strength comes as we speak the Word of God. Then we went over to the scripture, and we were getting some real nuggets out of that. So I wanted to go back to that. And we were talking about Abraham is an example of our father of faith in the New Testament, because remember, God gave Abraham a name change. And he changed his name from Abram, which meant father, to Abraham, father of many. And then he also changed Sarai's name to Sarah, from mother of one, or a husband to one, to mother of many nations. God said, you are now a mother of many nations. And that's what they called one another. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, God gave them the word, and he said, if you speak this, it will come to pass. Okay. All right? Now, we have the word of God that we hear, and it gets down into our spirit, and it really is a mix with the faith that we already have. Yes. There's an explosion of that power in the word and the faith within. And we could go to Hebrews 4:2, and it talks about, let's just do that real quick. We'll come back here. Let's go to Hebrews 4:2. We won't take too much. I mean, we've got a good half hour left here. I think we read this on Sunday, but we'll read it again. Verse 2, Hebrews 4. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said. Now notice, the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So we've got to mix the word of God with the faith in our heart. And there is an explosion that propels the answer to us. It propels the power of God throughout our body, from within, without. It helps us to live right when we're speaking the word, because that righteousness which is inside, because all of us are righteous, but we're not all holy. Right. Holiness is a separation. Holiness is living that righteousness on the outside. Yes. So when we say, he who began a good work in me is faithful to complete it, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord, I'm forgiven. Thank you, Lord, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, I'm right. Yes. And that will help you to live right.
Yeah. Amen.
That will actually create an explosion on the inside of you of pressing out doubt and unbelief and things that you've allowed inside that you've got in your ear gate. And it will start pushing that out to the place where you want to live right. You want to act right. Pastor Debbie, I can't stop watching my favorite show. But there's just stuff in it that's just not right. Just start saying who you are in Christ. Talk to God about it. Go to Him. What did we learn last night? Just talk to Him. It's like, Lord, I got a problem here. I need some help by your Spirit within. And we've got to start saying what we can do, who we are. If there are things that you're addicted to, and my friend, we've all been addicted to stuff. Some of it's, you know, worse than others, all right? Some of it, there's more consequence if you're yielding to stuff, right? But sin is sin. So if we're yielding to things that are not right, if we're yielding to things that are not pleasing to God, how do you know it's not pleasing? Well, in the Word it says. If it's against His Word, if you're not walking in love with somebody, if you're, you know, stealing... speaking badly about somebody, these type of things. Now let's go back. There's an explosion that takes place. Yeah. So Jesus was strengthened. Now He was without sin. But yet He was in an agony. What was that agony? That suffering. It was His flesh. Need to get some more rest, Brian. Falling asleep on the front row. Get the more rest. Love you. That's why I can embarrass you. Okay, you're good. I've done the same thing before. Yeah, amen. Amen. What are you amening for? We didn't say anything yet. All right, be careful. I'll come to you. All right. All right. No judging. Praise the Lord. So He was suffering in the flesh. And all the thoughts that the enemy was bringing to Him. And He needed strength. In His physical body, He needed strength. And that angel touched Him. So both spiritually actually strengthened Him and physically, spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit. Yes. We don't have a spirit. We are a spirit. Yes. We have a soul and we have a body. Now our spirit is what rules our soul and our body. And that angel strengthened Him with power that would help that spirit take control. Yes. And there are times in our life that we are... trying so hard not to yield to sin, or trying so hard not to say the wrong thing, or trying so hard not to do the wrong thing, or to live right, or not to eat that fifth piece of pie, or, you know, just, Lord, not to go to my favorite fast food place all week long, you know? That's right, Pastor Debbie, I need an angel. To come. First of all, Jesus didn't have anybody spiritual that could strengthen Him. I'm just saying. There wasn't anybody around that could do that, so the angel did it. But what did Jesus... See, that was revelation. That's what came up in my spirit. Jesus didn't have anybody. He was it. All right? He was the spiritual one. So He needed strength. But He told Peter, when you come back, you know, I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith wouldn't fail. And like we, you know, Pastor Jay and I have prayed for you all and different ones in the congregation at times that your faith would not fail. Amen. We didn't pray that you would get faith because we know you already have it. When we're praying that your faith doesn't fail, we're praying for you for light and understanding, that your eyes would be enlightened like the Ephesians prayers, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, knowledge of you, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. We would see. So in other words, that you will actually see what God's word says inside of you and see the faith that you already have inside of you and start using it.
Amen.
Having an understanding of what God's word says, and what do? You start speaking it.
Amen.
And the faith in your heart and the word of God in that mix will create an explosion, and it will thrust that thing to manifestation. See, it's not my place to manifest it, but it is my place to say it so that it will manifest. And what we're talking about here tonight, see, Peter needed to strengthen his brethren when he came back from falling. And Jesus said, when you have returned to me. So there are times in our life that we're going to have to get back up and return to what the word says. But it's not all about us. It's not us for and no more. Why do we? It's about the gospel getting out. It's about us ministering to other people. And my friend, if you're dealing with sickness and disease in your body, I'm not here to be your condemner. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. All right? So I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm just saying this. That does not exempt you from strengthening your brethren.
That's right.
Pastor, I just need to get through this, and then I'll get back involved with Helps Ministry, and then I'll do this, and then I'll... I like what Pastor Nancy said. And you know, if you think I'm getting in your stuff and you're going to start tuning me out, just hold on. Hold on, because I'm going to show you how to do this to where it's real easy, okay? I'm going to make it real easy for you, all right? But Pastor Nancy made reference to a particular minister that was dealing with some symptoms, and she said when that person starts going on the road, because they knew that they were called in ministry, and they knew that they needed to go minister. And she said, when they start by faith doing that, they're gonna have to use their faith. They're gonna see that turn around, and I've always remembered that. I've never forgotten that, because there have been many times I went to Bible school or something like that, and maybe I was dealing with symptoms or whatever, but I just, hey, in Jesus' name. I'm called to do this. I'm not just here having fun, although, you know, not always something wrong with that. Go to California and go to the beach or whatever, but that's not what I was doing. I was there because I'm called to be a preacher and the teacher of the word, and I'm helping these students with the ministry of the word. So I tell my body, you're going to line up. And besides that, I've got a healing covenant. So it's not about whether or not I'm a minister or not. It's just the fact that I'm healed and whole and full of life. But whatever you're called to do, whatever you're anointed to do in this life, if you're not putting your hand to do that, it is going to affect you. And it is going to affect your assurance. So how do we make it easy? Just start following the witness of the Spirit of God in what He's telling you to do. And nobody's asking you, you know, to work in, you know, 10 areas of the church, because some people do and they get burned out and then they quit everything. Just do what you can.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. That's good.
There have been times like this week where I stayed home and rested, hibernated. Been watching the services, you know, doing some other things, but praise the Lord. Told the office, I'll get more done on Thursday. I'll talk to you more on Thursday. Just had some things to take care of. And so it's not like I'm taking off from the church. But anyway, moving right along. When I started to leave, I was going to those meetings, hell or high water.
Right.
I was packing. And on Wednesday night, when all those symptoms started coming toward me, and I'm just like, I felt like I was in a fog and I couldn't even pack. I'm like, huh. And I just knew in my spirit, stay home. You see, I've been there before. And I pressed through it because I had a word from God. Go. And when I did it, all the symptoms left. Sometimes it wasn't even till I got there. But they left. But I just had a peace in my heart. So before you want to condemn somebody else, every person has to follow the witness of the Spirit for themselves. Every person. Now, you heard the story, what was it, 3 years ago. And that's kind of the time that I was dealing with some serious things with my thyroid. And I was so tired. We were getting ready to go. And I didn't know. It's like, what is going on? Why am I so tired? What's going on here? And I was learning about things and praying about it. It's like, what do I do here, Lord? And we are in the middle of building a house and, you know, all kind of things. And, or, you know, get ready to build a house anyway. And I was sitting in the kitchen and I finally told my husband, honey, I can't go like this. I'm sorry. And I just started bawling. Yeah. And he's like, honey, it's okay. Yeah. It's all going to turn around. I said, I know it is. He said, you just stay home. I said, well, I'll be watching, you know, this. And the first service, it was Brother Copeland, first service. And I saw my friends and they were all praising the Lord. I'm like, because there was something in my spirit that I'm missing out. Something in my spirit I'm missing out. This goes along with the message, if you didn't know. Something in my spirit. And Brother Copeland preached a message. Frankly, I don't even know what he preached. But by the end of the service, we were all dancing and confessing the word. And he was talking about you don't act on your feelings. And you do what God tells you to do. And I'm like, that's it, Christine. And I knew I had to do it by faith. Book me a flight. Book it on Monday, you know, because I'm going to go ahead and preach Sunday. Book it. Well, I was dealing with some other things where I was draining my ears and whatever. You don't need to know all the gory details. But doing the laundry, going back, draining my ears for the third time that day, you know, thanking God that I'm free from, thanking God that I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So anyway, I was dealing with symptoms. You know, been there, done that. I've dealt with symptoms before. It's like, I know this turned around, but it's just like, it needs to turn around now because I got meetings to go to. And I needed to be there. And the Lord just dealt with me, go by faith. So I did. I went by faith. Preached the service on Sunday, and I, either Sunday I left or Monday. But anyway, I got there. And by the time I got there, most of the symptoms were gone. It was just totally gone. And I needed to be there, and I needed to hear. And then Pastor Debbie Simons, she just said, the Lord dealt with me to ask you all to come to minister next month. And here I am thinking, I barely got here by faith, and now people are asking us to go preach, and you know, and I mean, that's what we do is preach, right? And we're like, oh yeah, praise the Lord. And before I let my mind even go there, I'm like, Pastor Debbie, we're there, because we had it on our heart that actually we were supposed to minister. So to make a long story longer, we went, we ministered. It was God.
Amen.
Impartations. Through that time, I was coughing a lot, still dealing with a lot of symptoms, this and that. But you know what? When I was up in that pulpit, I don't think I coughed once.
Amen.
I ran the back room, and then it was totally a miracle. And I just kept speaking over my body, and God showed me natural things and whatever. And, you know, and then we found out the whole toxic tooth thing, you know, it was affecting my thyroid, blah, 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 blah. We're healed. Amen?
Amen.
I've come a long ways, and you know what? My body is healed.
Amen.
My body is whole.
Yes.
My body is full of life.
Yes.
You know, I probably overdid a little bit on the whole house building project and different things like that, but you know what? Everybody else in this room probably has missed it at one time or another. So sometimes we can prolong things, but sometimes we just need mercy.
Yes.
And sometimes we just need strength.
Yes.
Just need strength.
Yes.
Now, I'm an avid studier, you understand that, and I prefer to study just the word, but I took some weeks and studied extra on different nutritional things and this and that, and I incorporated those things, and I'm still pretty good at, if I'm dealing with a symptom or something like that, I do want to have knowledge and understanding of anything natural that I may need to change. And I've found out that there were a lot of things I brought on myself because I wasn't taking care of my body properly. That God's mercy was there.
Amen.
And that I'm just saying that for myself. So we all, between the Lord and us, there are a lot of nutritional things there. I actually save, if I see something and it stands out to me, I will save it. And I save the link on it and then I'll put it on there. And if God tells me to, I'll share it with somebody. But I think I have like 100 cures for cancer. I have 100 cures for corona and the flu and this and that and the other. Well, are you going to give it to me? No. Unless the Lord deals with me too. Because I'm just saying there's a lot of things out there. A lot of natural help for us. And there's no condemnation for me. Because first and foremost, as a pastor in this church, we are going to first say be strengthened in the word.
Yes.
Strengthen yourself spiritually.
Yes.
Do everything you know to do to get in the word to counteract that lazy flesh.
Yes.
Do everything you know to do. Get in the word and build wisdom by using your faith. By speaking it on a daily basis, no matter what you feel like. No matter if you feel like, I'm going to throw in the towel. I can't do this anymore. You can do it. It will turn around. And when you've got a word from God to get off your behind and get to that meeting, then do it. And do it by faith. And God will meet you. But if you're behind the power curve, like Brother Copeland talked about the other day, and remember he said in his family, on his, I think on his mom's side or whatever, they had heart issues, and he started having some heart issue. He didn't go into it, and they told him, you're going to have to wear a pacemaker. And I'm thinking, this must have just been a couple years ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a man of faith and power and the anointing and the authority like nobody else.
Yeah.
Come on. Really, than Dad Hagin and Dr. Dufresne.
Yes.
The authority that he walks in.
Yeah.
And yet just the Lord told him, you're behind the power curve. What does that mean? He needed to strengthen himself in faith.
Yes.
So what did he do? What did Peter need to do in order to strengthen others? Strengthen yourself.
Yes.
You know what they tell you to do on the airline when, you know, they go over all their schmeal for the, you know, 100th time or whatever. And if you need oxygen, be sure and put yours on first and then put it on the child or whatever. And I understand that. But at the same time, so you can't be expending your faith on everybody else and not have strengthened yourself. Okay? You can't do that. See, I'm just trying to help you here. But at the same time, we cannot sit at home in our Bible all month long and or whatever, and just I'm resting, and don't come to church, and don't reach out to your brethren, because Jesus told him, when you return to me, you're going to strengthen your brethren.
Amen.
And it's too easy. My flesh gosh, didn't want to come tonight. I've been hibernating, enjoying myself. I got my spot on the couch. I'm enjoying it. I'm studying. I'm you know, Lord, I'm at the meetings. Get your behind up and get in there and go strengthen your brethren, because I've been getting strong. And it's my job to come and help strengthen you. Now, when it says strengthen you, I can't do it for you. You understand? What does that mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. What does strengthen mean? Well, we'll have to look it up. So we'll go to the Strong's. Okay, strengthen. To make stable, place firmly. Make firm, to render constant. To turn resolutely in a certain direction. Now, Jonathan, come up here. I want to use you as an example. Embarrass you in front of everybody. No, not really. Now, if I'm strengthening you, what I'm doing is, okay, Jonathan, you need to turn around this way. There you go. See? Can't you see better? Couldn't see before, right? Is that a help?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You can sit down. See, he was faced, he couldn't see the platform. So what did I do? Help turn him around. But did I look for him? No, I helped turn him around. He could have turned back around any time, and he did, you know. But to make stable. See, I can help you with the word. And if you will take hold of the word, you can turn, make the turns so that you can hear the word. So what I'm doing with my boldness is turn around. Look, listen. Hear what I'm saying. And if you do that and you apply that, and even the story, the nuggets are in the stories. If you understand what I'm saying, there is no condemnation unless your heart is condemning you.
Amen.
No condemnation from me. But if your heart's condemning you, you got to go to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, what's going on? And basically what the Lord will say to you is, your heart's condemning you because the wrong things are in there. The Holy Ghost convicts you. He shows you, okay, you can do better. You need to turn. You need to be stabilized. Strengthened. Need to turn around. Need to listen. We all need to do that. But it's not going to just happen to you. It's not just going to fall on you like apples off of a tree. You understand? Per nos endele koish ande. Mendo usheneke. And it's okay. It's okay. The thought has come, Lord, I don't know how to do that. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there. You don't have to. Just take hold of the word of God and start saying it for yourself and get happy about it and say, I'm already there in Jesus' name. I'm already complete in Him. I see it.
Thank you, Father.
Father, strengthen our sister tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I command that fever to go in the name of Jesus.
Go.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did I know you had a fever? Because you're hot. That's why. Either that or a hot flash. All right. All right. All of you that had a problem with that, here we go.
No.
That's a flash.
This is a different service. I guess it's because we were at Brother Jesse's service last night. Where, you know, be strengthened. So we're to strengthen one another, not to condemn one another, right? Not to condemn. And I'm not going to condemn you for staying home and resting. I'm not going to condemn you if you've dealt with symptoms and you're watching live stream. I would hope that you're watching live stream. But what I am saying is we can't just live in that mode. We can't let our flesh. If we give it an inch, it's going to take a mile. So we got to get up and make the turns. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is to be around the anointed word, not forsaking the assembling together of the local church. Okay, I'm not even looking at y'all. Okay, you don't know who I'm talking about. Whatever. We all need this. We all need this. We all need it. And as much as you see today, like I said, I just got comfortable in my spot. Didn't want to get up out. I mean, that's just everybody understands that. But that doesn't mean I'm going to sit there. I understand. I mean, people have to work. Working 9 to 5. I understand that. They got to work. And sometimes your body gets tired. So you'd rather go home and you're a little comfortable. It's like, well, I'm just saying. If you will listen to your spirit and do what God tells you to. And if he says, go, and you go. And I'm going to say that your flesh is going to tell you to stay. So I'm just, flesh is going to tell you to go to Lake House, okay? Trust me. The flesh is going to tell you to sit out on the back porch and enjoy the birds. You know, what we were talking about, you know. It's what I enjoy doing. And but on Wednesday and on Sunday, my flesh knows. The birds are cut off at 4 o'clock. Okay. Sunday morning, we are not sleeping in. Going in, getting some coffee in our PJs and turning on live stream. That's not going to happen. Unless in my spirit, God's saying to me, you've been going too much. You're dealing with symptoms. You know, maybe you're dealing with fever. You don't need to be around people. Whatever. Okay? But I'm just saying, there have been more than enough times that if I just followed my flesh, I would never come to church. Never. Okay? Because my flesh wants to be comfortable. And it wants to stay in the PJs. And I don't know if you listen to, I don't know if you can handle it, but go back to Sunday morning and listen to Pastor Craig. I haven't texted him yet, but my next text will be, missing you all. See you soon, even if I have to swim the canal. All right. Now, if you don't understand what I mean, you have to go back and listen to Sunday morning service with Pastor Craig. Yeah, because he was shucking the corn. Praise the Lord. So he was talking about he had to get his PCR test. You know, that's what they have to do. In Canada, they don't have any choice. So I guess if you don't have any choice, you're going to have to use your faith for that brain barrier thing, you know? But if somebody's offering you Krispy Kremes and you're you're lining up for 2 hours waiting for a PCR test, you need some help, okay? I'm just saying. All right. I'll get the jab if you give me some Krispy Kremes. Well, moving right along. So anyway, Pastor Craig was, I know, I'm just in real rare form. And it's 8:33. I have 3 minutes over. Can I at least finish this up here? All right. Because now I've gone to meddling. The only reason I said that, I was talking to my mom. We'll get back to Craig's story, but will you give me five? Okay. I was talking to my mom on the phone yesterday, and she's saying, Deb, people are lined up clear down the road getting these tests. And she talked to somebody in the family. I don't need to say who that was. She talked to somebody in the family that was having the sniffles and stuff like that, went to the doctor, and because she thought maybe she had COVID, you know, and the doctor said, no, you have a cold. So she sent her home. She was all glad about that, but she was afraid. And she would tell my mom, you know, I'm just afraid, you know, I'm going to get COVID because, you know, I got to take the laundry outside to get down to the basement because blah, 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 blah. And mom's like, you're not going to get COVID. Don't be afraid about it. All right. And I would have given mom a high five, but it was over the phone. I'm like, way to go, mom. And this particular person, I've tried to talk to them too. And I try to tell them, you know, we have the power of God, but at the same, you know, that's not really the realm they're living in. So I try to meet them on the natural side of it. Okay, we've got some D3 and some K2 and some, you know, zinc. You know, Dr. Zelenka. Follow his protocol. Double up. Zinc, quercetin, if you'll take these things. And, okay, your daughter has horses. Go down to the horse shop and get some ivermectin, okay? Go down and get some. I don't care what the mainstream media is saying. They're lying to you. I don't care what they're saying to you. Ivermectin has been proof that it's, you know, it's a dewormer. It kills pathogens in your body. But, that, you know, if you want to take the pill that makes your kidneys fail, go for it. Want to get on the ventilator? Go ahead. No, I don't want you that. I'm meddling now. Okay. Yeah, anyways. From what I understand, it's about $100,000 a pop that hospitals are making on all several things. There's... everything from the medicine they give somebody, if they can get them on a ventilator, if they can code them COVID, no matter if it's not coded. My friend, it is diabolical. Things out there are diabolical. So the only reason I'm saying this is because sometimes, you know, I can be funny and get that in here a little bit so I can help some people. Because I don't want to see people needlessly... moving right along. You can stand up. You can stand up. So Pastor Craig was got his PCR test, because that's what they have to do, so they use their faith for it. And, you know, that's what we do, is we use our faith. If we have to, we'll do it. I mean, So, but it turned out positive. And he went away. He had to reschedule another one, and he was getting ready to take it. And he said, "Lord, I got to go to these meetings. I'm going to go to these meetings if I have to swim the canal." And he's looking at the river canal, and he's like, "If I have to swim the canal, he's like, I can call some people, and I know they'll meet me on the other side. I know they'll pick me up." And he went in the bathroom. And he's praying about this, and the Lord dealt with him. Stick some Listerine up your nose. So this guy was, he went and got some Listerine. I guess he's at the store, right? And this guy comes around the corner. He's hiding the evidence, you know. And the guy's like, "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm good." Sticks it up his nose and comes out. Yeah, I'm sure it was burning. He was, and he came out negative. Praise the Lord. So why did I say that? To get you to understand that if I have to swim the canal, we're not missing. Madison.
Yes.
But I'm going to be led by the Lord. I'm not going to be led by condemnation. And I just had it in my spirit, it's okay to stay in this week. And I did, okay?
Amen.
I had that in my spirit. So we're all good there.
Yeah.
And besides, y'all got this wonderful word.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Well, so what we wanted to get across is, when we get up and make the turns, you are going to have to strengthen yourself, you know. But eventually, you're going to have to strengthen your brother. And it's got to be our motive. What was Solomon's motive? Give me understanding, wisdom, so I can help the people. And that's really our motive. We want to help people. The reason Pastor Jay and I go to meetings like this is so that we can get built up in the Word, so that we can come help you.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that it really had in my heart, let's do this. Let's be ready for when Pastor Jay gets back on Sunday. And let's build ourselves up. Let's stir ourselves up. And then let's, now I'm not talking about falls, but I'm talking about, you know, we are put-ons, by the way. You put on the new man, right? So stir yourself up. Take some extra time. Well, you need, if you're watching the meetings, you watch the meetings, right? But take some extra time just stirring yourself up. Dancing. It's really fun to dance in your pajamas in the morning. Really. I'll never give you a picture of that. Okay? Not going to do that. And I don't want a picture of you. Thank you. But let's stir ourselves up. Let's dance. Let's just quote the word. Let's say what we believe. Let's tell our bodies, you're not going to be sick. You're healed and whole. Now, I'm not condemning you, because I understand sometimes there's a process where things are turning around, and we've got to do the spiritual things, but we also have to do the natural things. And don't give in to fear.
Amen.
Use your authority against fear. Okay? So let's do that. When Pastor Jay comes back on Sunday, of course, you know, Ann's going to be teaching the healing class. Now, I am going to be getting back into the healing class. I am getting back into that. So anyway, I'll be showing up sometime. But anyway, but when Pastor Jay gets here, let's just stir ourselves up. And let's be ready. And let's not be dragging in our faith. And then let's check our hearts, who we can pray for. Father so-and-so is going through a tough time. I pray for them. Every day I'm praying for somebody. Different ones. Father, strengthen them. That their faith fail not. Help them. If sometimes I'll call them up, how you doing? Just encourage them. Sometimes they encourage me, you know. Praise the Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. And we thank you for being such a wonderful church. But we're going forward with God. And we are moving into revival. And we're moving into what God wants. And there are some changes I have to make sure that I don't miss out on that. And there's some changes all of you have to make too. Constantly. We're constantly tweaking. Youth, you're not exempt. You understand? Nobody's exempt. No one. You don't understand what I've dealt with this year. You're not exempt. You're not exempt. All right? There's no condemnation. But let's stir ourselves up. Let's stir ourselves up. Now, is there anybody in here that needs strengthened? We did this on Sunday. Anybody, before we leave, if you just, I'd like you to lay hands on me. Now, I do apologize, because I'm not going to be the one that's going to lay hands on you, because I have it in my spirit again to have some people come up. And I want Maya, you come on up, and Ann, you come on up. Mm. My heart goes out to people that are dealing with symptoms. My heart really goes out to people. Nobody really knows what it's like when you're at home, you want to give up because you're dealing with symptoms, and then you know, you don't know if you go to the doctor what they're going to tell you. So am I trying to make fun of anybody? Am I trying to put anybody down? No, not whatsoever. I'm saying that what Jesus told Peter, you're behind the power curve. You think you're ready, but he's like, I'm ready to die for you, Jesus. He wasn't ready. He denied Jesus 3 times, and sometimes we just get back from denying Jesus 3 times and we think, okay, I'm a woman of faith and power, you know? But I'm asking you to get up, make the turn. Start speaking God's word. You got to get it in your ears. And wonderful, we've been listening to these services. We're getting built up this week. That's wonderful. And then just keep on getting back up. Keep on coming to church. Keep on getting in the flow. And this church is going to make a major dent on the world. We need your help to strengthen the body of Christ. What do you mean you need my help to strengthen the body of Christ? Because that's the call on Pastor Jay and I's life. And if you aren't going to be strong, the enemy is going to try to take you out. So I'm asking you to just simply get up, speak the word. If you've missed it, like we all have at times, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Now I need your help here. I need strength. And just keep coming to church. Put in Pastor Jay, put in my services. You know, those whom you know will lift you up. I listen to Dad Hagen. Of course, I listen to Pastor Nancy. She's my pastor. Dr. DeFrank. Charles Capps. Dominion. Authority. So we are going places. And God needs us to get up. And he needs us to be strong. And to strengthen our brethren. So no, I'm not going to give you an out. If you can stay home all the time. Or you can be gone constantly. Because you're not going to be able to jump into the flow. And really, the enemy is going to try to take you out. He's going to try to take you out. And I don't want that because we love you too much. Is that all right? I hope this wasn't too heavy for you. Are we all good? Well, good. Go ahead and why don't you start on that side and kind of go this way. Here you go. Strength unto my heart. Give me a C. Give me a C. Strength unto my heart, strength unto my mind, strength unto all my flesh, strength all the time. Your words are life to me, Lord. Your words bring sweet peace. Now I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Strength unto my heart, strength unto my mind, strength unto all my flesh, strength all the time. Your words are life to me, Lord. Your words bring sweet peace. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your words are life to me, Lord. Your words bring sweet peace. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Strength unto my heart, strength unto my mind, strength unto all my flesh, strength all the time, strength unto my heart, strength unto my mind, strength unto all my flesh, strength all the time. Your words are life to me, Lord. Your words bring sweet peace. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your words are life to me, Lord. Your words bring sweet peace. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who strengthens me. Who strengthens me. Who strengthens me. See, Jocelyn, when you're, in order to yield to that anointing, you got to slow it down a little bit. Because you can't force the anointing. You just got to yield to it. So in that second song, of course, the anointing was on that first song. But just slow it down. If you have to, just stop. And just tell them, and just start it again. But when you're exhorting the people, just lift your hands. And you've got to, you see, you are ahead of the anointing. You got to get into the anointing. And how you do that is just begin to worship. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. Father, we give you honor and praise and thanksgiving. And we worship you. And I just want you just out of your spirit, exhort just how I told you to.
We worship you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You are just so wonderful. You are just so awesome. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you.
And as you step in to that more and more, and out of your spirit, and when you're leading praise and worship, we've told you, you know, sometimes you gotta add some volume to it. You know, you understand. Sometime, because people respond to that. But where you're going to start seeing the miraculous. And Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Now we're going to go into this other song, but I just want you to lift your hands, and I just want you to, out of your spirit, let's just worship him, and let's just sing this out of our hearts, and miracles will start happening. Miracles will start happening. You too, Brennan. Brendan. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I know it's Wednesday night. It's 8:52, and the meeting starts in 8 minutes. So I'll let you go. We love you. We appreciate you. And we're going. We're flowing with revival. We're going to be ready when Pastor Jay gets home, and we're going to flow with him. Encourage people to come and be here And let's just all flow in. And you've been hearing Pastor Nancy, if you've been watching these services, what she's been saying about, it's not about a mentality of having a big church. It's about the, helping the church to be deeper spiritually. Now, that doesn't mean we're deep. You understand? That doesn't mean that. Can I share something with you? If you need to go, okay, I'm going to let you go, but can I share something with you? You know I'm not trying to be weird, right? You know I'm not trying to be weird? I just want you to sit down just for a minute. You know what Pastor Jay spoke on? If you need to leave, I understand that. I understand. You know what Pastor Jay spoke on? Is that Monday morning? Yeah. The spirit of seeing and knowing.
Yeah.
Well, you know that Pastor Jay and I stand in the prophet's office. When we're here, it's more pastoral, you understand? And that's one of the reasons why we have to get out on the road to get that, you know, to step into that office more and get that message out to the body of Christ. You understand that? So I'm not trying to be weird here. And you know, I don't, there's one time I've ever really talked about an analogy, but God's been showing me things all week long. And there's one natural analogy that he showed me, because the other day I was just kind of dealing with something and never had this happen. I've been seeing eagles all over our land, but I've been seeing one and two like every day or every other day. And if you know anything about eagles, you don't normally see them every other day or every day. You understand? Really, Pastor? We could have left without hearing this. And I was kind of having a moment and yielding to a pity party the other day. You've never done that. And an eagle flew up to the window and turned around. And all week long, they were wearing eagle shirts today, this morning. And it's like all week about eagles. So I did a study on eagles. I'm like, and it's expansion last night. It's moving higher. Dominion. Mastering. They have two sets of eyes. When they fly in the current, and when they get in the currents of storms, they can go up higher, even as high as some of the planes get. When they get into that current, their eyes will get harmed, so they close their eyes, but they have another set of eyes. I don't know where. We have the Holy Spirit. And all of these analogies started coming. I'm like, okay. But I believe the church is coming in to a time of ascension. The church is coming into a time of expansion. And as a seer, what I'm saying to this church, our church is coming into that time. Our church is coming into a time of expansion. Inanamo oshe ko osande itele. And the anointing will increase and be stronger and stronger and stronger as you ascend out of your mind and listen to your spirit. And stop looking behind, but looking forward to my word and my spirit. And as you master being in that anointing, we will see more miracles. We will see signs. We will see wonders. We will see those coming off the streets and being healed, and their lives being transformed forevermore. We will see our brethren strengthened because we're ascending out of our minds, listening to our spirits. We're expanding our spirits by my word and my spirit. So think it not strange for natural analogies that I've put in my word. Look at these things and see how you can become more skilled. Look at these things and see how you can master sin. Look at these things and see how you can ascend to a higher place than you have ever been before in the Spirit, because the Word is propelling you, not your head. And no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the things of the Spirit. You may feel alone at your workplace. Eagles fly alone. And then they meet up with the group. You may feel alone, but you're not alone. So start boldly proclaiming who you are in Christ. And come out of that place beneath and start soaring higher in who you are in Christ. Stop looking behind you. Stop yielding to that depression. Stop yielding to that speaking negative words over other people. And ascend to the things of the Spirit. Rise up. Rise up and ascend to the things of the Spirit. And expand your wings and fly in the current that my Spirit takes you in. Dance when I say dance. Move when I say move. Stir yourself up when I say stir yourself up. Because that's what you need. And there's going to be a mighty revival in this church, in this place, as you desire it, as you hunger for it, as you look for it like an eagle looks for its prey, mastering the silence, speaking the word, rising above intimidation of stepping out like you've never stepped out before, because that's when the miracles happen, when you respond to the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will rise. I will rise higher. I will rise. I will rise. I will turn. I will turn away from all of the distractions of my day. I will turn from depression. I will turn. I will fly high. I will rise. I will rise. I will soar like the eagle. I will rise. I will rise. I will rise. Come up higher with me, please, and rise. Come up higher with me, please, and rise. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Well, I spoke out what was in my spirit, and you can judge that. It's in the Word. The analogy of eagles is in the Word. Do I need an eagle to come visit me to see it? I just go to the Word. But you know what? If He brings me an eagle and shows me some things and helps me get out of my pity party and just shows me that I've got to ascend above that. But there was more to it. There's more to it for our church that we're going into. And Pastor Jay and I have to speak those things out. And that will help us to get into that flow. And that's why I'm speaking that out. That's why I spoke that out tonight. Because otherwise, I would not have. So praise the Lord. We love you. Let's just maybe we'll just be reverent when we leave. How about that? Okay. We love you. Love you. Thank you. Rise up. I will rise. I will rise. I will rise like the eagles do fly. I will spread my wings and see what He is showing me. I'll speak what He is showing me. I will rise.